Most of the U.S. weather is going to continue to be quite favorable as we move forward through these next few days, but a change to something a little bit different is likely to occur as we move through next week. What I'm meaning by that is that we will transition out of the unusually warm and dry bias and move into one that is considerably cooler and also wetter, at least for a little while. So the change will not only impact the U.S. Midwest, but it will also be a factor for parts of the U.S. Delta, the southeastern states, as well as portions of the U.S. Plains and the Canadian prairies. All of these areas will translate their weather pattern into a colder one, with a period of rain likely to occur as we move from one extreme of temperatures to the other. Frost and freezes will be back into the heart of the U.S. Midwest by the time we get to the end of next week and into the following weekend. That is a long way out in the forecast, of course, leaving plenty of time for changes to the forecast. But with that said, the trend model that we run here does suggest that that period in late in the first week of October and early into the second week will be notably cooler and possibly even bringing some earlier than usual frost and freezes to some locations. We'll wait and see what happens as we get closer to that event. In the meantime, though, weather conditions across the Midwest will stay very good for the next few days. We do have some showers out there across the Western Corn Belt today, and most of that is running from Kansas into parts of Minnesota, and the rainfall rate has actually increased a little bit here this morning in some of those locations. But the precipitation is expected to diminish as it moves eastward, and we'll likely see most of the eastern parts of the U.S. Midwest staying dry through a big part of the next 7 days. We'll expect the first wave of cooling to begin to push into the Western Corn Belt as we get into this weekend coming up and on into the early part of next week. This first wave of precipitation is not expected to be a very significant or well-organized one, but we will still see showers and thunderstorms beginning to evolve across the region from portions of Kansas northward into Nebraska and to South Dakota as well as Minnesota, and this will occur as we go from Sunday into Monday of next week. The rain will then gradually work its way further to the east, and again, it will probably diminish somewhat as it gets out into the central portions of the Midwest around midweek next week. Early indications suggest that this rain event might produce a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch of rain and something locally greater, but not much more than that. And the precipitation event will be followed by a reinforcing shot of cooler air that will have a much bigger impact in generating greater rainfall across a part of the Midwest. And that will occur at the end of next week going into the following weekend. The temperature bias in the Midwest is going to continue to be notably warmer than usual as we go forward through this next several-day period. We expect the high temperatures today to run the 70s across a big part of the region with some upper 60s across the Great Lakes region. We'll look for temperatures tomorrow and on into the weekend running in the upper 70s and lower 80s across a big part of the region with the warmest weather in the central and south as well as the far west. As we go into the late weekend and early part of next week, some of those northwestern areas will turn a little cooler, but nothing dramatically cold. In fact, temperatures will probably just come down to near normal and nothing below it. It's not until late next week that we see that reinforcing shot of cold air coming along, and that's when we'll start seeing temperatures more notably down relative to where we are now. Low temperatures over these next few nights will be mostly in the 50s. There'll be a handful of upper 40s once in a while, and maybe a few lower 60s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.